Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of April 29th. I'm your co-host Michael Steele, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and head freshly shaven Melissa Hansen.
My head is shaven. I am not Amanda Bynes. You must have me confused. Jeez, last week I'm getting confused with Katherine Heigl, and I'm getting confused with Amanda Bynes. I am my own person, people.
Okay. So how has your weekend entertainment been?
I don't know. Do you want me to talk about like how bad TV shows are? Do you want me to talk about a movie I should have seen like 12 years ago? Which one?
Let's do that. Old news with
the
Melissa
movie
Hansen.
I should have seen 12
yes.
years ago.
Yes.
I just watched it like an hour ago. Vanilla Sky, the Tom Cruise.
That's right. I never saw that either.
Yeah, no, I never watched it. When this thing came out, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll watch that. And just like never ever got around to it.
And is it on Netflix or something?
On Netflix. Yeah. So I think I had to sit with it a little bit. I liked it overall.
All right.
I liked it. It's a remake of a Spanish movie, and Penelope Cruz like starred in both.
Well, they were dating at this time, weren't they? Or quote unquote dating.
I totally forgot.
Yeah, they were setting him up to have a relationship.
Yes. He did get her under the spell.
Yep. Well, she was under contract is what it was.
Or something. Yeah, yeah. He was paying her for acting and
right.
on the screen in real life.
Uh-huh.
It stars Tom Cruise. It's a sci-fi thriller. But you don't realize how sci-fi it is till more the end.
Okay.
And no one's yelled at me at spoilers. It's been out for 12 years. But it's him and Penelope Cruz, Cameron Diaz, and people are coming on screen. I'm like, I totally forgot they were in this. Jason Lee is in it. Kurt Russell is in it.
Oh, my God.
Tilda Swinton has a small role in it.
Shit.
So it's Tom Cruise plays this rich daddy, built a huge business, and he controls it now. But he's kind of, rich playboy character kind of thing. And then there's like an accident and he's disfigured, and then it's like his dreams and reality get all goofy and you don't know what's real and what's not. And so you get to watch Tom Cruise like disfigured for half a movie.
Wow.
I don't know. Some people may take joy in that. I don't know.
Was it a Cameron Crowe film or was it something very different for him?
No, it's not. That's right. Cameron Crowe directed this, right?
Yeah.
Not a Cameron Crowe film.
Okay.
Like, when I think of Cameron Crowe, I mean, obviously, I think Singles.
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous, totally. This is not a Cameron Crowe
okay.
film.
All right.
Yeah, you would not. If I didn't know when I just watched it, he would be, like, bottom of the list of my guesses of who directed
it.
It's a good film. It's something different. It's long. It's, like, 2 hours and 15 minutes, something.
Mm.
It's kind of long. It doesn't need to be that long. It's not that in-depth or groundbreaking story. But again, I don't know Tom Cruise. I mean, I know it's old, but he was making me like him.
Really?
I don't want it, damn it. I want to keep liking him.
Oh,
so it was Mission Impossible at 4, right? That was the most recent.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes. Ghost Protocol.
With that. Not resist him in that.
Yeah.
This, and one thing I pointed to make, I'll make this and then we can move on, because this is not interesting. But Tom Cruise became famous as much or even more so for his looks than his acting.
This is true.
Right? I mean, that's why he became a movie star.
Yep.
Whatever. I think he's a good actor. And I think action, he does really well. But, his big early roles was because he was a good-looking guy. That's why he got cast.
Right.
That's why we like watching that big smile. That's why we like watching him. And but for somebody who got famous for his looks, he's really willing to look ugly.
Hmm.
Like he did Born on the 4th of July.
True.
With like long, stringy, nasty hair and heavy and all that. And like this, he's disfigured. Like he's scarred up, eye closed, whatever, disfigured for like half the movie.
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, Tropic Thunder, all fat. Like, that was funny. I mean, that was for the laughs.
Yeah.
But still, all fat and nasty looking. Like, for someone who made it on his looks, he is more than willing to look nasty. And I give him props for that.
Well, so here's another weird thing about Tom Cruise. So I was out having drinks with my brother last night after our performance of our show. And Mark's boss, Pam McPhee, who runs the Brown Center, used to babysit Tom Cruise.
Shut up. He's New Englandy guy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I forgot that.
So they grew up in the same...
And his last name was...
Maypother.
How do you say it? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. That is incredibly cool.
It's really weird. Very, very weird. Well, yeah, I'll have to check that out. Because there was another Tom Cruise movie that I have not seen. Another sci-fi Tom Cruise. This one was Steven Spielberg's Minority Report.
I actually have not. That's on my list, too.
Yeah. So I'll have to check both of those out at some
point. That's just what we'll do. We'll just go back and watch old Tom Cruise movies.
God, I'd shoot myself.
That's our new podcast.
Wait, there was another.
That's our new podcast. Cruising with the Cruise or something. Oh, excellent. All right, good plan. When this one fails, whatever, that's going to be.
Jeez. There was another Tom Cruise movie with Cameron Diaz.
Yes. No, it was Night something. It's when he was like, we thought he was crazy, or was he like working for the...
Yes.
A spy? Was he a spy or was he
night,
crazy?
Night and Day? Is that what it was?
Night and Day, because yes. It was like an action comedy.
Yes.
And he was freaking hysterical in that. It was a bad movie, but he was hysterical. Yeah. I totally forgot. Yeah, they've done a couple movies together now.
Yeah.
So, and she was a little bit off her rocker in this one.
Yeah, well, I think she's off her rocker pretty much all the time.
Yep. Yeah, so they're a good pairing.
Yep, exactly.
So, your week in entertainment was being on stage, right?
Yeah, I have not had a break in about 3 weeks. So, but we've got our production of Glengarry Glen Ross up and running. To great critical acclaim. I mean, the reviews that we've gotten have been fantastic. It's in a tiny little space. We're not drawing in the audiences, but
Quick. People can hear this week out East Coasters.
Yep.
Where is it?
Rochester,
when
New Hampshire, the Rochester Opera House, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We've got 4 shows. We do 2 shows on Saturday, 1 Thursday, Friday, and then we're done.
Okay. So all you people that love him over your computer airwaves.
Oh, geez, please.
And go love him in person.
Yeah, watch me play a browbeaten real estate client.
Oh, wow.
So, it's been a great experience. But it has been 3 shows back-to-back without a break in between. So
yeah.
I am kind of tapped out.
Sure.
Yeah, so I get a little bit of a break, although I did go and audition for the Ogunquit Playhouse, which is the Equity. It's basically, it's a New York Broadway company that comes up and spends their summer up here doing musicals.
Nice summer stock.
Yeah, exactly. Although I think they do.
Gene Kelly.
But I don't think they use the same cast for each show. I think they cast them separately.
Okay.
And they house all the actors and all the musicians and everybody up here. So we'll see if anything comes of it. But it was an interesting audition. So.
Cool.
Yep. Cool. All right.
Enough about us.
Yes, enough about us. Box office this past week. Not all that much going on.
No, not too surprising. Pain and Gain came in, but maybe a little surprising, $20 million.
Yeah.
Which we've had, which was the standard for quite a while, but lately we've had some 40s and stuff going, bigger openings. So.
And as we get closer to summer, you would expect more money.
Right, right. So, yeah, not horrible, but not so great either. Oblivion.
Yes.
Came in second there with 17.5. 42. That's not doing so great, actually.
I think
just under 11.
It's going to make its mark on DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah,
and streaming.
It is. I mean, it's not going to be a flop, but that's not so great. But The Big Wedding, 7.5.
Yeah.
Talk about not so great.
Right.
And The Cruise is hanging in there at number 5 at 6.5.
Good movie.
It is a good movie, but that's in, 5th place.
Yeah.
Right behind, $1 million behind The Big Wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so good for the wedding part there.
Wow. Well, there's only really one movie to speak of next week.
And it is the only one we need.
Iron Man 3, which
Woo-hoo!
Which opened to $195 million overseas this week.
Yes, insane.
Which is $10 million more than The Avengers did in its opening weekend last year.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is huge.
And I guess it opened, I think what they said was 79% of all theaters in Europe it opened in.
Please.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Now, there is one other movie of note that's opening this weekend, which is just bizarre. It's called Kiss of the Damned. which is a 70s style erotic vampire tale.
Nice. We've been just lacking those.
But it's from writer-director Zan Cassavetes, who is the daughter of Jenna Rollins and director John Cassavetes.
Nice.
I mean, I know who John Cassavetes is, and I know who Jenna Rollins is. I didn't know they were together and had a child.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. So, anyways, if you are fans of either one of those and want to support their daughter, try and find this one. I think you're going to have to wait for instant on this, but I'm sure this is going to be one that Daryl will seek out and review. if you are not going to see Iron Man 3 this week and you want to know what's coming to DVD and Blu-ray, don't head over to DVDverdict.com just yet. I'm still working on fixing that whole page.
That's a way to sell it.
I know, right? I apologize in advance for the lack of content on that page, but I've been home long enough to sleep, and that's all I've been able to do the past couple of weeks. Silver Linings Playbook, which I have not seen, but you loved, right?
Oh, so good. Right. So good.
That hits.
And she is Jennifer Lawrence. Amazing. Deserves all the acclaim. But yeah. You know what?
What?
I think Bradley Cooper was better, and I will say that right there with proof.
Oh, Bradley Cooper, I can't stand him.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, he's so good in this. Oh, he's so good. And she is. She's just lovely, lovely, lovely to watch on screen.
Yeah.
But I was more impressed with his performance.
You remember when he was shopping for studio space in the Dogtown neighborhood next to?
Yeah, he had. That's his work.
Oh, did they buy? Yeah.
I thought so.
Because he was together with, what's her face, the squinty face, Renee Zellweger.
One that looks like me, thanks.
No, you do not look like Renee Zellweger.
I get compared to her all the time because my eyes all squint up when I smile at all.
I don't buy it.
Can't see them. I'm all squinty.
You're much more attractive than Renee Zellweger.
I was once doing a professional picture.
Yeah.
At, like, I was bridesmaid in a wedding.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, and they were doing, like, individual shots, and the photographer kept being like, stop squinting. I'm like... I have three eyelids because I wasn't squinting, and he kept telling me to stop squinting, and I started crying.
But we digress.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. Star Trek: The Next Generation season 3 is hitting Blu-ray this week, and they actually split out and they're doing a separate release for all the Borg related episodes in that season, which, you know,
interesting.
Captain Picard became Locutus, best of both worlds, good stuff. Barbara Streisand gets 2 Blu-ray releases this week, Guilt Trip with Seth Rogen, and Funny Girl gets a Blu-ray release. There is a critically acclaimed documentary, which everyone's been talking about, at least on the radio, History of the Eagles, which is supposed to be fantastic. So, and those guys have had their share of fallouts.
Talk about a history.
Oof.
Oh boy, do they have one.
Yeah, and some very dynamic personalities in that group.
I know someone.
Yeah.
Let's see how vague I can make this so I don't get them in trouble.
Uh-oh.
I'll give you enough information. I know someone who used to work.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
for Don Henley for a while.
Yes.
And then I think did some stuff with Glenn Frey and whatever. And yeah. Don Henley for a while was a bit of a hero to me. I think just like politically and his outspokenness and things like that. And he may not be the man I thought he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, living in LA, you find that out very quickly, that people are not what you expect them to be.
So, all right.
And then, in anticipation of the new Star Trek movie, Paramount is releasing all of the original, 10, 11, 12 of them, on individual Blu-ray releases. Now, these are re-releases. They've been available as a set and individually before, but I'm guessing that there's going to be a little extra content or a teaser or something for the new movie in this. Over at Netflix, since it is coming up on the first week of the month, there is a wealth of new material and bizarre kind of mixture of things. The Accused with Jodie Foster.
Oh, yeah. We all saw her boobs. According to Seth MacFarlane. Okay. Go on.
Hoosiers with Gene Hackman.
Which sounds like a boob movie, doesn't it? Sounds like it should be a boob movie. We should see boobs in a movie called Hoosier. I don't know. Anyhow.
Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Pulp Fiction. Quentin Tarantino's original masterpiece. Are there boobs in that movie? I don't know.
Do we see the boob? No, I think we just see the bra or whatever with the adrenaline and right. Test shot.
Right. The lips are shirt open. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think we see bra. I don't think we see actual boobs.
All right. Airport, the original Airport from 1970 and Airport 1975, which you've got to remember at this point in time, these were major disaster movies.
Yeah.
I mean, these were epic disaster movies, like Earthquake and Towering Inferno.
Oh,
I mean,
God, there were so many of them.
Holy crap. But, shit. I mean, we didn't have the CGI blockbusters back in the 70s. Like,
oh, No. Yeah. No, this was like, yeah.
This was the shit.
Big deal.
Yeah. And then a little movie that I still absolutely love, Goldie Hawn, Steve Martin, and Dana Delaney in House Sitter.
Yes, it's cute.
Yes.
It's bad, but it's cute.
Yeah.
Like, again, like, just watching Steve Martin and Goldie Hawn, like, read the phone book together.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't want to watch that?
It was really cute.
Put a list, a little bit of a plot together.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Over at Hulu, we've got some vintage horror. So, 1978, I Spit on Your Grave, which is disturbing to the point. I mean, you think, like, Evil Dead and stuff was mind-numbing. This kind of stuff is like you need to have a shower before and after.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gibran has reviewed this stuff for us, and it's just this is beyond acceptable behavior. It's wrong. Don Coscarelli's Phantasm movies. Now, Phantasm 1, 3, and 4, because Phantasm 2 is owned by a different studio and was distributed by a different studio, so it's not included in this.
Hate when crap like that happens.
I know. And then the 1996 TV movie, Titanic, which was released the year before James Cameron did his epic, Peter Gallagher, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Tim Curry, Mary Lou Henner, George C. Scott.
Which one of these is not like the other?
And Eva Marie Saint.
Okay.
But Mary Lou Henner can probably tell you every statistical fact about that movie. She never forgets numbers.
No, she never forgets like anything. You name a date and she can tell you where she was, what she was doing.
Oh, I thought it was just number related.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's this weird, it's got an actual name and I'm blanking on what it is because I don't have a memory like her.
Yeah.
You can just remember where you were, what happened like every single day of your life.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
That's disturbing. I don't think I want that information. It's too much news for me. And that's it. That's all I've got for streaming this week.
Okay. All right. Well, TV, we had a bunch of finales and then a bunch of new stuff, but the new stuff is crap. Monday on Fox, we have The Bones and The Bones. No, we have Bones and The Following ending with the finales of those. Tuesday, though, there's a special. It's a Diane Sawyer exclusive.
Ooh.
Murder. Mystery. Amanda Knox Speaks.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. Wednesday. What's the date here? Because we have a new sitcom premiering.
What?
On ABC. It's J.K. Simmons is in it, and it's Leah Remini. It's called Family Tools.
Huh.
So, all right, then. Mm. But also Wednesday night on FX, The Americans season finale. And then Thursday, Park and Recs. Season finale is on, but we have a couple new shows that are one new show, one season premiere on Nick Big Time Rush is premiering. So if you have a 10-year-old daughter,
or that's Dave Johnson, what doing. Who loves that show.
And then on MTV, whole Jersey Shore, phew, is gone. Nah, the show with Vinny premieres.
Oh my God.
So, yep. But also just a little side note.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory this week.
Yeah.
Bob Newhart guest starring.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I have not watched that show in a couple years, so.
Oh. It's good. They've done good, like, getting the girls in.
Okay.
Like, and finding them a little niche.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyhow, they found a place for Bob Newhart. Friday, new show on IFC. Mark Maron, the comedian. And he's kind of done some political stuff too. And anyhow, he has a new show that is premiering Friday night. Saturday, Cops season finale. And to let you know, Saturday SNL, Zach Galifianakis is hosting.
Oh boy, that's going to be
maybe one for the books.
Yeah.
One way or the other. Oof. Whether it goes down in flames or right. Yeah. Sunday, Red Widow, which just started, didn't it? I don't know. But it's got its season finale on ABC. CBS has The Mentalist and Amazing Race finales. And on Style, it's the Jerseylicious season finale, which is Jersey Shore set in a hair salon.
There's sometimes you're reading stuff off.
Watch the marathon like I have.
Well, so you list some of these things, and it's like speaking a foreign language because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yep. No. Welcome to reality television.
Oh, boy.
All right. Music this week. I'm so excited.
What?
Life on a Rock. Kenny Chesney.
Oh, God. What album is this? I mean, he's been...
Yeah. Yeah, so this is his latest, and he's out on tour right now. And my friend Angie just got to go see him.
Wow.
Rat. I'm missing him this week. I'm traveling, so
it's
here in town. Anyhow, Ready to Die from Iggy and the Stooges.
Shut up.
New shit.
Are they all still alive?
They're actually, it has been since the 70s that, like, that's actually been listed, Iggy and the Stooges.
Damn. Yeah, he's just been Iggy Pop.
Yeah. So anyhow, kind of big for fans of them.
Yeah.
Mr. LL Cool J. I am one of the ladies that love him. He has a new one called Authentic. And this has the whole thing with Brad Paisley. They did a duet that's caused like controversy.
Oh.
Cause it's like kind of the white boy saying, white country boy, like, hey, you don't understand me. And then the black kind of urban guy, you don't understand me, kind of. It's, yeah, when it came out, it caused a bit of a stir. Yeah. Anyhow, that's out. There is, listen to the official description of this. Compilation of music from and inspired by the highly anticipated movie, Marvel's Iron Man 3.
Brother.
And it's called Heroes Fall.
Okay.
By various artists.
Yeah, of course.
And then, okay, ready for the CD?
Yeah.
The Head That Wears a Crown, Speeches for Royal Men by William Shakespeare. So a bunch of Shakespeare's like soliloquies, right?
Okay.
Alan Cumming recorded them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, to go along with him doing the Scottish play.
Right, exactly.
This is coming out now. So if you are a theater person, you might want to take a listen to those, learn a little something.
Well, the Rochester Opera House may be doing Hamlet next year, so I may start start brushing up on things.
Yeah, well, you may want to listen to this.
Yeah.
So. All right, books. Would you like to say it with me?
James Patterson.
And Maxine Petro. 12th of Never is out this week. And Jeffrey Archer, Best Kept Secret. It is, he's written a whole bunch of books, but this is part of a series he's doing. And then I mentioned this special before, but she also has a memoir, Waiting to be Heard by Amanda Knox.
Oh, God. It never ends.
If you think she's innocent, which I most definitely do not, and you want to give her some money for all her pain and suffering, you can go buy that. I will probably be reading, on the other hand, The Autistic Brain, Thinking Across the Spectrum by Temple Grandin.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's written another book. she's published before, and a lot of people, I think it was HBO, right, that
yes.
did the special.
Yep.
But it was Claire Danes played her, and she's probably the most famous autistic person in the world because she's so well-spoken.
Yeah.
But very interesting there. Again, Marc Maron, new show, new book called Attempting Normal. And it's a memoir about his life and a lot of shit he's been through and dealt with. So not always funny. A little bit Tears of a Clown with that one. But Dallas Green, who's famous sports guy, something, I guess.
He used to be a general manager for the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, did he? I missed that one. I kind of looked, so I knew.
In the 80s. Yep.
A little bit what he did. The Mouth That Roared. My 6 Outspoken Decades in Baseball.
Wow. Yep.
And then Jukebox Hero, My 5 Decades in Rock and Roll by Lou Gramm.
Oh, cool.
So we have many decades in music and sports, if you want to read about them.
Yeah.
So theater, I will have big news next week, because this week the Tony nominations are big. But a couple other announcements. Those of you who miss him so much on Glee, Jonathan Groff, just got cast actually in the film adaptation of Larry Kramer's The Normal Heart, which has a huge, big cast.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo is in it, and Julia Roberts is in it. You know, so
Ryan Murphy is directing it.
Yeah, that's it. Ryan Murphy's doing it. Yeah. So he must have liked Jonathan on Glee, even though nobody else did. So he cast him in that. But also, Broadway news.
Yeah.
New play coming out.
Yep.
Next year. Rocky.
What?
Rocky Balboa.
The Sylvester Stallone movie is going to Broadway?
Yep. Holy and not only is it going to Broadway, it will be a musical.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
So, but it's the book and song from writers from Ragtime that are doing
it. Lynn Ahrens did Schoolhouse Rock, too.
I know that. Yes, yeah. So Steve Hardy and Lynn Ahrens are going to be doing it.
Do it, baby, do
and
it.
Then the book writer is Thomas Meehan.
Oh.
Producers and Hairspray. So, like, it's got a good cred here, so we'll have to wait and see how it ends up.
He's Mel Brooks' writing partner. They've been friends forever.
So, it's kind of interesting people working on it. So, we will see. But that will be about a year from now. So, we'll see how it ends up.
All right. Well, we're going to kick off news this week with yet another death, another notable death. Country singer, country legend George Jones passed away at the age of 81.
Yeah, just legend.
Yeah, he is a legend.
Just legend. Yeah.
But my favorite song of his still remains, out of all the stuff he's known for, he did a duet on that Rhythm, Country, and Blues album with B.B. King called Patches. It was a cover of Patches. And it's just, I can listen to that thing forever.
Nice.
The two of those guys. J.J. Abrams' production company Bad Robot has secured the rights to Stephen King's JFK time-traveling thriller, 11/22/63. Did you read that book?
No.
Okay. I've heard people who have loved it and hated it, but it's a guy who goes back in time to try and stop the Kennedy assassination. But I don't think it's, like, on purpose. I think he winds up back in the past for, you know, accidentally or something. I'm not sure. But instead of doing a feature film, they're looking to develop it for cable television.
Oh, nice.
Kickstarter is once again in the news because Zach Braff has raised $2 million for his latest film.
Yeah.
Wish I Was Here, about a struggling 30-something actor who is homeschooling his kids.
Alrighty.
So obviously it's a viable business model now for Hollywood. Joss Whedon has wrapped up the pilot for ABC's new S.H.I.E.L.D. series, which stars Clark Gregg as Agent Phil Coulson. But no one is going to spoil the reveal on how his presence in the series is going to come about.
There's
a lot of different theories. But what I love is his co-star on the series. Now, How I Met Your Mother has been renewed for another season, which Kobe Smothers is now going to be stuck doing that. And I had hoped she would come over and do this series for ABC. But maybe if they go longer, she'll be able to. But Ming-Na is starring opposite Clark on the show.
Ming-Na Wen, back to Ming-Na, back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's really neat. From ER.
Yep. And the voice of Mulan.
Yes, that's true.
Disney's Mulan.
All right. Very cool.
With TV, CBS has renewed 2.5 Men, as expected, which they are so desperate for television that they're going to keep this show alive on life support for God only knows how many more seasons. But even after Angus T. Jones shot off his mouth, following in Charlie Sheen's footsteps, they're going to keep him around in a recurring role.
Yeah, which he's been pretty much...
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Half a role for half the men.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. And half a contract, hopefully, because his original contract was some phenomenal amount of money.
Yeah, exactly.
And NBC has renewed J.J. Abrams' Revolution, so all the people who love that show, which I was intrigued by and never got around to seeing, but my brother really loves it, so they're going to be happy to get a season 2 out of that.
All right.
On the police blotter front... This was like DUI time this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we heard about Reese Witherspoon and her husband Jim Toth.
Yeah.
So as he gets pulled over, and then she pulls the old...
Do you know who I am? So somebody, here's the best. It's on TMZ.
Yeah.
Whoever just asked David Spade about it, like, why? Because that's what you do when something has a celebrity, every right. celebrity you can find, you ask them about right. it. He basically did the whole, if you have to ask, you know who I am, you're not that famous. Yeah, she also released a statement saying, obviously, I had one too many drinks,
yeah.
and I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed by my behavior, and blah, blah. She handled it as well as you can handle it after
right.
the point.
But Jeffrey Wright was also arrested for DUI this
yes.
week.
Yes.
And I'm like, what is the matter? And the other person was Al Michaels from, he was the voice of Monday Night Football for a long time. But
seriously, people, you are famous. You do not have money to call a cab. What is wrong with you?
Let's keep on the substance abuse and problem front. Clint Eastwood's latest wife, Dina, has checked into rehab for what she calls anxiety and depression, but people are talking about she has other problems as well.
Yeah, well, is he wearing his wedding ring currently?
Nope.
Seems like maybe not.
No, he's ditched it. So, 80, yeah. what is he, 82 now?
Damn, so supportive.
Yeah.
He is.
I think he's done with that.
Yeah.
So but anyhow. My favorite quote of the week belongs yep. to Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Who commented on the White House Correspondents' Dinner the other night saying, there was more dignity at my daughter's junior prom than there was in what I'm seeing on C-SPAN right now.
Yeah.
And apparently the breaking yeah. point for him was Lindsay Lohan showed up.
Which was, that was actually last year.
Oh, was it last year?
And that's why he refused to go this year.
Oh.
Because Greta Van Susteren invited Lindsay Lohan last year. Oh, and that's what it was. It was like all these celebrities this year. But Conan O'Brien hosted, and holy shit, he had some good stuff. Go look up.
Okay.
Like transcripts.
All right.
Of Conan's stuff. He compared it all to like high school and.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Like what group was what. And yeah. Really funny stuff.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm done.
Okay, speaking of high school,
yes,
and acting like stupid little kids, Amanda Bynes is supposedly like walking around her building, talking to herself, and like they've caught her on like the cameras,
oh
like the security
God.
Cameras and stuff. But she also, and yes. I have to thank my friend Human Algorithm for sending me some links to stuff here. She also shaved half her head.
Now, it wasn't Britney, right? Because Britney went and took the razor.
She didn't go crazy. She went and it's like hairstyle, like half is super, super short and the other half is still long. And it wasn't like, she went crazy and just took the clippers to it.
Yeah.
It's actually a hairstyle. It's just a really shitty one.
All right.
So anyhow, supposedly,
yes.
Kanye West, he's in Paris a lot now, he's recording and stuff.
Yeah.
But it coincides with the filming of the show.
Oh, how convenient.
He's not around. So, holy shit, could Kanye West be the smartest of them all? The TV cameras?
No, it could be that Ryan Seacrest would not offer him a contract to be on the show.
He's been on it some.
Oh, has he? Okay.
Before, like, just like he came to dinner and was on it or whatever.
Okay.
But they are all right now on vacation filming, like, as we speak.
I saw a great picture of Chris the other day and some girl had photobombed in the window. She had like pressed her nose up to do the pig nose.
Nice.
It was just hilarious.
Yeah. So, but I'm kind of excited for this season now because, like I said, they're all on vacation filming.
Yeah.
And Brody's there with them.
Oh, that's a first, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, he's been on the show. He showed up now and then, but not like the big vacations and stuff like that.
Okay.
He hasn't been so much. So, obviously, his career's not going so well. So.
But he was on another reality series.
Yeah, right. He's been on a couple. Well, he was on The Hills. That was his
That's
big
what it was.
Thing.
Okay.
And then he was on another one, The Princes of Beverly Hills or some stupid-ass name like that. And anyhow, so he does not currently have his own show, so he's showing up on the Kardashian one.
He's got to cash a check somehow.
Yeah.
All right. And on that bombshell, we will wrap up this week. But thank you guys for tuning in and for always spending time over at DVD Verdict and checking out our reviews. Do we have a contest this week?
We do. The TV show Dance Academy.
Dance,
a bunch of sets. They've broken up the seasons.
Okay.
Like season one, volume one, season one, blah, blah, blah. But anyhow, so you get the first couple seasons, all of it, baby. Nice.
There you go. All right. Well, until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
This boy's too young to be singing the blues. So, goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.